leads in the nightlights from Brooklyn, baby. Library book and two of a kind on the way with Everything is Free at the Library. You know, libraries have so many books. They also have so many great free programs. Check out what's happening at your local library. I saw Fred was performing at a library. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And Kids and Cultures, I saw, I think they're going to be over at Manheim Township Library this afternoon. Check out what's happening at your local library. So many free things to do this summer. And yes, Two of a Kind will remind us everything's free at the library if you get it back on time. We are with a very special local author. The book is called Vanilla Bean, Heidi Prestige. And you're also Mrs. Prestige at, you teach fourth grade?
Right, yep.
At Hershey Intermediate?
Hershey Intermediate, yep.
Oh,
that's right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know fourth graders.
I do. I think fourth grade is the best grade. Fourth grade was my favorite grade growing up. Mr. Bealey was my teacher, and I loved him. You know what I loved about him?
What do you love about him?
He did not yell.
Really?
I had teachers up to that point that would yell and like ring really loud bells. And I don't know, it just kind of stressed me out or something. I was a very shy child and I really wanted to please people. So those kinds of things really stressed me out. But Mr. Bealey was just so calm and he didn't yell. I loved him. So I thought, you know what? I want to be like that when I'm a teacher one day, because I decided in fourth grade that I wanted to be a teacher.
Really?
I did. Yeah. I was like, when I'm a teacher, I want to be like that.
You're one of those people. You just always knew.
I did. Yeah. My sisters and I would play. We would play school. My poor sister, she would go to the school dumpster and get all of the old, like, thrown out materials to play school. And she'd want to play school. And I would only play if I could be the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible big sister thing to do.
I was one of those sisters, too.
Yeah. So sorry. Sorry, Greta. She did all that work for us. But yeah, I've just always really enjoyed school, enjoyed learning. And each year I would think about the things that I liked and didn't like about my teachers. Mm. And this past year, I even said to my fourth graders, I told them about Mr. Bealey, my favorite teacher. And I said, you know, I determined that I was going to be that kind of teacher, to not scream and yell. And I was like, how am I doing? And they all gave me the thumbs up. It was really encouraging.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, okay, good. I'm meeting that goal of being kind.
So what inspired you to write Vanilla Bean, which is geared towards fourth, fifth, and sixth graders? Was it your classroom, or what was it that inspired you to write?
Well, I first wrote Vanilla Bean when my kids were really little. So I first wrote it like 15 years ago. And I was writing about things that I like, things that I enjoy. And that's what I would encourage kids who enjoy writing. Write about what you know, write about what you like. I loved cats in fourth grade. I mean, I always had a cat. And I experienced so many things through having a cat. I experienced loss. I experienced the joy that comes from having a cat. And we lived on a farm growing up, so the cats were everywhere. It's not like today where everybody has one cat and it's inside. So our cats didn't always survive, and I think that's a life skill, you know, to experience loss like that at a young age. So, yeah, just always loved cats growing up. You'll see on the cover of Vanilla Bean that there's a girl next to a motorcycle. I, believe it or not, loved motorcycles growing up. I didn't drive one, but I was a passenger many times. My brothers had motorcycles. My dad had a motorcycle. My husband sells motorcycles, so motorcycles have always been a part of my life. And I know people have different feelings about motorcycles, but I have good feelings about motorcycles. I enjoyed riding as a passenger with my dad. You know, it was just a very safe, fun, free thing to do. So there's a motorcycle in the book. Yeah. So
I love it. Well, I would love to give everybody a chance to win, and I'd love to hear you read maybe a little selection of the book a little bit later. Now, again, for everybody that's going to call in and try to win, you said this is really for, like, this is a great sixth grader book, or even fifth or fourth
grader. Yeah, the main character is a sixth grader, so parents, just be thinking about that. The themes are a little bit more geared to a sixth grader, but like I said, they're not going to be really dark or anything like that, but definitely for a more mature, advanced reader.
Yeah, so much that's out there for that age group is so dark and heavy.
Yeah.
And again, you do, like you said, you tackle some heavier topics.
Right. tackle some of those without getting really dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And keeping it geared to more mature readers. You know, I think, again, the struggle a lot of times that I see in my classroom is students who are really good readers, really strong readers, and they want to go for more challenging books. But a lot of times those challenging books have themes that aren't necessarily appropriate for a fourth to sixth grade child. So I've tried to keep that in mind in writing Vanilla Bean. Yeah.
All right. Well, right now, be caller number 2 to win the book, 717-392-FM90, 717-392-3690.